From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting U.S. President Donald Trump has signed a new executive order barring travelers from six countries to the United States for 3 months and all refugees for 4 months after federal appeals judges blocked a similar order from implementation last month. In an attempt to ensure a smoother rollout of the travel ban and protect it from legal scrutiny, the new executive order differs from the January 27th version in several key aspects. Among the most notable changes is the exclusion of Iraqis from the list of suspended travelers. The new order bans nationals and citizens from Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen. Rex Tillerson is the U.S. Secretary of State.
It is the president's solemn duty to protect the American people. And with this order, President Trump is exercising his rightful authority to keep our people safe. As threats to our security continue to evolve and change, common sense dictates that we continually reevaluate and reassess the systems we rely upon to protect our country.
And the new ban includes a grace period and will take effect on March 16th. U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation Director James Comey has asked the Justice Department to dispute President Trump's allegation that former President Barack Obama ordered a wiretap on telephones at Trump Tower in New York City during last year's presidential campaign.
I can't speak officially anymore, but I will say that for the part of the national security apparatus that I oversaw as DNI, there was no such wiretap activity mounted against the president-elect at the time, or as a candidate, or against his campaign.
That is former Director of National Intelligence in the Obama administration, James Clapper. Some U.S. lawmakers of both major political parties have criticized the president for this. This is VOA News. North Korea fired 4 ballistic missiles this Monday. This comes as joint military exercises between the U.S. and South Korea get underway in the area. VOA asked Tufts University Korea expert Sung Yoon Lee about what North Korea is trying to accomplish.
By trying to paint it into a corner with another small escalation, get the Trump administration to sort of accept North Korea's de facto provocative ways, accept it as a de facto nuclear power by escalating and then toning it down a bit and waiting to be compensated politically and economically. And this rather primitive strategy has done wonders for North Korea over the past 25 years.
The U.S. State Department condemned the launches, saying they violate the U.N. Security Council prohibition of North Korea using ballistic technology. U.S.-backed Iraqi forces have begun a new push toward Mosul city center in an attempt to take positions still held by Islamic State militants. The offensive had been delayed in recent days by bad weather. Officials say several villages in West Mosul have been retaken in the latest fighting. Iraqi forces retook the eastern part of Mosul earlier this year. More from VOA's Sladissa Hoke.
Iraqi officials said Sunday the U.S.-backed forces have resumed the offensive toward Mosul's old city center, an area still held by Islamic State, on the western bank of the Tigris River.
We have won victories, and as you can see, these are Islamic State cars and bodies in the street. The enemy is collapsing.
However, Islamic State is making every effort to prevent the crushing of its remaining stronghold in Iraq.
The enemy tried to hinder the advance of our troops by planting bombs on streets, placing booby traps in houses, and by using rocket-propelled grenades and mortars. But we continue advancing.
Thousands of civilians have fled the areas ahead of the fighting.
Pakistan says overnight terrorist attacks from across the Afghan border have killed at least 6 soldiers, reiterating a call for Kabul to boost security on the Afghan side of the largely porous frontier. A military statement said Monday terrorists stormed 3 border posts in a tribal district. A splinter faction of the Pakistani Taliban took credit for it. U.S. immigration officials have detained an Afghan family of 5 who arrived in Los Angeles for a connecting flight to Seattle, where they plan to resettle. A petition by the International Refugee Assistance Project on behalf of the father, mother, and 3 children, ages 7, 6, and 8 months, is asking a federal court to release the family. The petition argues that the father worked for the U.S. government in Afghanistan. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.